Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports, including what one MLB insider says about the likelihood that Jarren Duran is a goner in a couple weeks. So that and the rest of what they said in about a half an hour. Late yesterday, the Greg Hill Foundation launched a fundraiser for a beneficiary, and I want to thank everybody who has already given. We are raising money for Lieutenant Donnie Bossy and his family. He is the state police lieutenant that we spoke about on this show on Tuesday, who was working at Revere Beach on Monday and was struck while standing there doing his job, struck by a guy driving a stolen motorcycle. And he is a 34-year vet when it comes to helping others as a law enforcement officer, and now has a 360-degree pelvic break, head and facial lacerations, has already undergone one surgery and has more to come, and will not be able to put any weight on his feet for at least 3 months. And so we are thinking about his wife, Sue, and their 3 kids, and he's gonna need home modifications in order to go back home and to recover. And so we launched a fundraiser last night and offered a $5,000 match, and you incredibly generous, wonderful, amazing, great character people who listen to this show have already donated $15,873 to Donnie Bossy and his family. So if you can give, please go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And I say this all the time because there are occasionally a couple numbskulls who send me text messages or DMs. We are, due to the partners that we have at the foundation, we are what you give to somebody like Donnie and his family, we are able to donate 100% of that directly to them. So there are other organizations that you get the credit card fee taken out or what have. We don't do any of that at the Greg Hill Foundation. So 100% goes right to them, and they can start working on getting his home ready for him when he comes back. So please give if you can when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Curtis, good morning.
Hi, Greg. Great stuff, as always, with the foundation. So yesterday, Gary Washburn wrote a story, and I believe he heard this from the Celtics. I don't think this is his creating this out of thin air, but it is the height of disingenuous commentary. This is directly from Gary Washburn. Quote, "The Celtics did not want to trade Holiday or Porzingis, and they fully intended to keep both for the long term before Tatum's injury," period. Now, Wick Grosbeck joined us on March 21st, which was 3 months, 2 months before Tatum was injured in game 5, I believe, of the second round of the playoffs. Yeah. He told us then that no team was going to be in the apron twice. They knew then. It was regurgitated over the course of months by Shams Charania in different ways. This, to me, is a way to try and play it both ways. Because if Tatum doesn't get hurt, then they're sitting here, and I guess I would put it this way. you would need Porzingis and Holiday more now than you did before Tatum got hurt, if you're really talking about winning.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense. No. Does that make sense to anybody?
It's a built-in. The Tatum thing was a built-in excuse for this new ownership.
Right.
In the next sentence, right. The second apron of the league's salary cap was worth the penalty as long as the Celtics were playing into mid-June. Once Tatum was sidelined, the short-term agenda in the blueprint laid out by both the Thunder and the Pacers is that the recipe for success of the new CBA is youth, value contracts, and athleticism. Mm. Well, value contracts, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are being paid at the absolute tippity top of the pay scale. And I just, like, I don't know why people, like, accept this. So if you were okay paying into the tax, then why wouldn't you try and pursue that more now, given that your team needs to improve?
Well, you said it at the time that Wick was on with us. There are no real basketball penalties when it comes to the second apron. It's only financial penalties for the organization. So if you're an owner and you want to win, you can spend.
Right.
And you can pay the penalty.
Right, but
win.
There are certain things that you
right. You
can't
lose the
do.
Mid-level exception yeah. and yeah, you get
the,
stuck. But who cares?
The mid-level exception, you may lose a pick 7 years from
right.
now. Like
yeah.
what? Okay.
I mean, I don't know all the stuff that it is.
But why do people that root for the team say, okay, go owner, save money? Literally, I don't understand that.
But here's the way I would look at it. Because even if Tatum doesn't get hurt, and let's say they lose to the Knicks, I don't want them bringing back the same team because okay. I'm going to be sitting there going, wait a second.
Yeah.
You had all your firepower and you weren't able to get by a team that you were way better than.
Well, both of those guys that you are talking about, Curtis, struggled last season, at least in comparison to the season before. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Porzingis was not available because of the illness or whatever. And Drew Holiday was not the same Drew Holiday that he was
no,
the season
but,
before.
Porzingis wasn't fully healthy even 2 years ago, though.
Yeah,
so, like, yeah. I Drew Holiday did. Definitely fell off. Porzingis, it was kind of like touch
yeah,
and go
you,
the entire time.
Some,
just like,
but you got some big games out
yeah,
of
yeah, you got some big games. We talked yesterday about that game one of the finals.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is not that whoever they have on their roster, I'm talking about the Celtics are saying, through Gary Washburn, that the guys that you were just discussing would be here. They fully intended to keep both of them, Porzingis and Holiday, if Tatum doesn't get injured.
Hmm.
So it's not about what's the best roster. Wiggy, you're right, I'd probably change things. It's about the fact that they're trying to tell the fans that the only reason they're cost-cutting is because Tatum got hurt. Which is why, to me, if that's true, that's why they were shopping Jaylen Brown. Because their goal was to get back to, quote, value contracts.
Hmm.
So,
all right,
I don't
Curtis,
know. Bizarre.
That lead was bueno. We are going to take a quick break, and we will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.